Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
We're back with more Free Talk Live. You can dial on in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. Bring up whatever is on your mind, 855-450-3733. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you in studio tonight, you've got Ian,
Danica,
and Daryl.
And so you can comment on whatever you darn well please. We've talked about violent video games and the situation in the UK, where if young people, at least in some parts of the UK, if young people are overheard discussing their playing of violent video games, staff at some schools have been instructed to turn them into the police. As well as the Department of Children and Families, or whatever the equivalent of that is over there. You're welcome to share your thoughts on that, especially if you're somebody who feels like young people should not be able to play violent video games. We just had a caller, for those of you just tuning in, guy called from Bradenton, Florida. He works at Walmart, and he says they, like at GameStop, also have this policy where they have to ID somebody who wants to buy a mature labeled video game. And he said that he thought that when he was younger, it was okay for him to play Grand Theft Auto Part 2, but now that the Grand Theft Auto series is more realistic than it was back then, that now it's inappropriate for young people to be able to play these games.
I don't think I've ever played Grand Theft Auto.
Really?
Ever.
Oh, wow. I can hook you up with you if you want to give it a try sometime.
You really should, Daryl. I think it would really, like, totally be a stress reliever for you.
It's one of the most popular games out there, and, you know, usually not always does popular mean good, but in the case of Grand Theft Auto, it's definitely a very, very well-produced game. It's sort of an open sandbox game where you can follow a plot line if you like, and the plot line is well developed. There's, you know, characters that are memorable, and, you know, they have their voice acted by, in some cases, some, I guess, some name actors, I suppose.
There's lots of side quests, and there's lots of really cool cars that you can customize.
Yeah, so one of the basics of Grand Theft Auto is jacking cars from people. You can literally walk up to any car that is not going in a quick manner and essentially stop the car and force the person out and then drive it around. And they don't have any licenses, meaning that what I mean by that is they have not licensed the models of the cars that they're using. So the names of all the cars are different, but they look exactly like what they really are. So Fords and Hondas and things like that. They're in the game, but they're all called something
else. So a Ferrari would be called like a Ferrari?
Something like that, yeah. They're not as obvious of rip-offs, but you know, the cars themselves are designed right down to what they actually look like and supposedly handle like in real life. So there's actually a lot of driving that goes on in the game, and there's a lot of shooting that goes on in the game as well.
Okay, so tell me more about the customizing the vehicles. So, like, could I just take vehicles and just customize them the entire game, and, like, that would be the game for me?
You could. I mean, if you had the money, you have to get money, and so in order to get the money, you'll probably have to go on some crime-style excursions.
What about a job? Like, can your little guy get a job?
Can he get a
you
job?
Can actually you can actually drive a taxi.
Yes, that is true.
So you can earn money that way. There are non-criminal ways to earn money in the game, but I don't know how quickly you'd be able to rack it up driving the taxi around. There was also tow truck driving that you could drive.
There
in
is
most
tow
recent
truck driving.
All right,
yeah.
So hold on. So what if you're a taxi and then you just stick up all of the people that get in your taxi?
I don't know if you...
Because it's not Uber. There's not going to be a rating system that says, don't get in the car with that guy. He's going to rob you.
Well, I could imagine you could do just about whatever you wanted in Grand Theft Auto.
Well, that is part of the game, is that it is this open sandbox environment to where you can just go and jack any car and beat anybody up. But, you know, if you do too much too soon, they're going to send the police against you. If you, you know, if you beat one guy up...
Yeah, there's a radar that goes up, and, like, depending on your risk. If it's all the top, or you've got helicopters coming after you, you've got SWAT teams.
I saw the Elders React video where they were playing Grand Theft Auto.
Was it funny or what?
It was hilarious.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, that actually brings me back around to what I was going to talk about before, where the elders were reacting to this sort of narrative style game. So a game like Grand Theft Auto is really cool because it's sort of free range, meaning that they start you in the game, there's a little bit of plot to kind of get you rolling, and then you can totally just not follow the plot at all. You can just go wherever you want to go and pretty much do whatever you want to do. If you follow the plot, then, you know, different things sort of unlock as the game progresses. But the game they were playing in this recent Elders React was a game like a zombie game. And this game is much more sort of on rails, for lack of a better term. You know, there's only one way out of the level. You can't go in any direction you want to. Like, if you try to go one way, the bad guys will kill you. That kind of thing. There's certain ways that they've programmed the game to where...
It's linear.
Yeah, very, very linear. That's the right word for it. Where they want to tell a story. And that's really all the game is. It's just interactive portions of storytelling, essentially. You play this role of this character, and the game players are sort of revealing the story as time goes on. It's not as much of a game in the same way that Grand Theft Auto is. It's more of a cinematic experience, just sort of through the demeanor of having a video game to present that. And so they were having the elders react to this style game, which they've never had them do. They've had them play a first-person shooter. They've had them play Grand Theft Auto, which is hilarious watching the elders play these games. And in this case, they were all really taken in by the storytelling aspect of this. One lady said that it was her favorite game she's ever played because it actually had a story. Maybe it was one of the guys. Anyway, one of the elders said this. And so they made some really appropriate observations about the style of game. But it was funny because there's so little interaction in certain parts of these games. When the game started, you know, it starts with sort of a cinematic of the setup of what's happening in this game. And then eventually, after like a few minutes of this, the character that you're playing is just sort of standing there. And it's funny watching the elders who've never played a game like this before. They're like, why is she just standing there? The dad is running away. She's like, the zombies are attacking, right? And like, she's just standing there. Why is she not listening to her dad and like following her? They couldn't understand that, oh, this is the part where you actually control the game. This is the part where you are actually the character and you move. Like, almost every one of the elders just sort of sat and they were waiting for something else to happen on screen. They didn't understand. They never even had played a game like this. So it's always fun to watch them interact in these games. I don't even remember why I was telling that story. That it's been more than an hour since I touched on it in the beginning, but I highly recommend the Elders React series on YouTube.
Yeah, the React channel, I love it.
It's always good. I mean, there's whether it's the kids react or the teens react or the elders react.
Or the YouTubers, because they've got YouTube stars that react to things.
Yeah, that's a little more like...
That one's a little more hit or miss.
They're my least favorites. Yeah.
But it's still good. But one thing that I think is interesting is half of those people that are stars, I have no clue who they are, other than, oh, I've seen them on these react videos before.
I can pick out a lot of the YouTube stars, and then I'll see someone that I haven't seen in years, and I'm like, oh, wow, they're still a thing?
I can pick out about four of them. Lindsey Sterling.
Of course you would know who Lindsey Sterling is.
Well, one of the guys from Pentatonix I recognize. I couldn't tell you what his name is. And then Rhett and Link.
Okay.
But you don't know who Michelle Phan is.
Who?
Yeah, okay. Nobody knows who these people
are. Of course.
I guess I shouldn't say nobody knows who they are. They all have their followings, right?
But they've all got like millions of subscribers on their YouTube channels, and like that's their job is making YouTube
videos.
And
I think that's awesome. Outside of their followers, though, I can't imagine that they're too well known, right? Like they
Roman Atwood was in one of these react
the
things.
Yeah,
yeah, the prankster was in one. A couple days ago.
You know, side note, Roman Atwood, the prankster, I think it's either he or Vitaly. They're one of the like the top two prank channels on YouTube. I guess Roman knows Ademo Freeman from copblock.org.
Interesting.
So hopefully we'll see at some point a collaboration video between
I've heard
Ademo.
Some talk about something.
About a collaboration video?
I didn't know it was going to be a collaboration video.
Okay.
But I heard Ademo talking about a project
that
involved pranking,
and the cops.
I cannot say what it is.
Pranking the cops,
but it's going to be hilarious.
Prank videos on YouTube. Whenever they prank cops, those are always my favorites. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. Coming up, all right, we're going to get to a serious issue here. Daryl, you've got a man who's been set free after 30 years on death row.
Yes.
And we'll talk about that story. You can, of course, bring up anything that you want here on Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. Plus, there's good news, a little bit of good news, in the Zen Magnets court case. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the tax helpline that has been set up to help you. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. For free information and to see if you qualify, take down the number now for the Tax Representation Hotline. 800-691-6129. That's 800-691-6129. 800-691-6129.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American, covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. lots of features on our site. We give them all away. When you're online, however, you need to protect yourself. You can't trust your internet service provider to do it. In fact, they're probably violating your privacy by saving all of your search history and all the websites that you visit and creating a log that in some cases can be as long as 5 years in length. So you can stop that sort of prying and spying from happening. You can also prevent people from sniffing out your Wi-Fi packets and trying to steal passwords that way, for instance, by using ProXPN. They can solve these problems for you. ProXPN.com/FTL is where you can go to download their app. It's available for pretty much everything, Windows, Macintosh, iOS, Android, even Linux. You grab the app and get connected to ProXPN. There's actually a free account. You can get started with that. And when you're ready to upgrade to their premium account, you'll get unlimited bandwidth, servers around the world that you can access. You can privately torrent, get past regionally blocked websites. You can do it all for less than $5 a month with our discount code FTL50. That 50 stands for 50% off the price of the annual account. So just go to proxpn.com/FTL, grab the software. When you're ready to upgrade, use code FTL50. You get a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee and a great discount on privacy that is priceless. It's proxpn.com/FTL, promo code FTL50. Daryl, tell me about a guy who was in prison for 30 years, now released.
So the story here comes from USA Today. A 58-year-old Alabama man who spent more than half his life on death row walks free, and this happened today, Good Friday, after prosecutors determined that he did not fire the gun that killed two fast food managers during 1985 robberies. Anthony Ray Hinton said outside of the Jefferson County Jail, "I should not have sat on death row for 30 years. He was there awaiting a retrial after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that his original lawyer did not adequately defend him. He said all they had
to
do...
Let me guess, a government lawyer?
I don't know.
I suspect.
He said all they had to do was test the gun. He said the state had every intention of executing him for something he did not do.
And it took them almost 30 years to figure that out?
Yes. This is, in the last, I would say, 2 months, this is the third story I've heard of people being on death row
for
30 or more years. Mm-hmm. There was the one guy that was released in December after being on death row for 39 years.
I think there's a woman that was in Arizona, maybe, that was also just released because...
There was the Ohio man that was recently released after 30 years. This guy, 30 years. He called it a miscarriage of justice, not only for him, but for the victims' families. He says, "I will continue to pray for you as I have for 30 years." The primary evidence police used to link him to the killings were bullets at two crime scenes. But earlier this week, prosecutors said modern ballistics tests proved they did not come from the .38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver found in Hinton's home or even the same type of gun. The charges were then dropped. His new attorney, who is the director of the Alabama-based Equal Justice Initiative, said he was convicted because he was poor.
Pretty much.
The new attorney, Brian Stevenson, took the case 16 years ago.
Oh, my God.
And said that the state refused his appeals to retest the gun. Stevenson said, "His case, in my judgment, is a case study in what's wrong with our system. We have a system that's compromised by racial bias, and his case proves it." Hinton was convicted of the February 25th, 1985 slaying of John Davidson, an assistant manager at Miss Winner's Chicken and Biscuit in Birmingham, who was shot twice in the head inside a walk-in cooler. He was also found guilty of the July 2nd, 1985 killing of Thomas Basin, an assistant manager at a Captain D's, who was likewise shot in the head inside the cooler. Hinton was sentenced to death in 1987. Jason Davidson says that he does not believe that Hinton's release proves that he did not kill his father. Davidson wrote in an email that was published on AL.com, "This is a difficult time for my family, And at this time, the only thing I have to say is God will have the ultimate decision if he's guilty or not.
So the family member...
I see it as murder, or rather, I see it as a murderer being set free today.
Wow. So even though they found that the actual evidence, they've managed to somehow test this gun, and I'm not clear on exactly what...
They did ballistics tests and found that the bullets did not come from a .38... what was this? A .38 caliber Smith & Wesson, and it did not even come from a .38 caliber at all.
Which is what this guy had.
Right. He had a .38 caliber Smith & Wesson revolver in his house when he was arrested, and these bullets did not come from that gun that he had or any gun that was a .38 caliber.
But yet this family member still believes
so
this guy is the
murderer. So now the son is still saying that, as far as I'm concerned, a murderer was released from jail today.
Wow. I mean, it takes a pretty serious F-up to reverse a conviction, right? I mean, there's a lot of people who are on in jail saying they didn't do it. And most of them will end up staying in for their entire sentence or dying in jail. But it's very rare that this happens. It's not to say that those people also didn't do it. I mean, who knows? The big question here is, if this guy's innocent, how many others who are on death row are also innocent?
Well, there's already been
hundreds.
Hundreds that have been released since the late 70s when the death penalty was reinstated. And there have been thousands that have been executed. And based on the number that have been released versus the number that have been executed, it's been somewhere around 10%, I think, of people that were on death row have been exonerated from death row.
Right. Those who have managed to have the people on the outside spending the, what was it, 16 years this one attorney's been handling this case, spending the years upon years and all the time and the money and the effort to try to get these convictions overturned, they don't all have that going for them. Now, I'm not saying everybody on death row is innocent, but what I am saying is that we don't know how many of them actually are. And that's really the big question is, of those thousands of people who have perished at the hands of these executors in these prisons, how many of them really didn't do what they were accused of doing? I mean, it's truly a horrifying
I would say it's
question.
A sizable percentage.
Yeah. And so, you know, I don't know what the rest of the evidence in the case was, but if... I mean, it seems to me that if there was other evidence that this person committed the crime, they would have done everything they could have to have kept him in the prison cell, and the judge would have decided to keep him there, but they decided that there wasn't enough evidence. So this guy is just, you know, it seems like he's probably just blaming this man because that's who the police fingered for the job, and he still believes what the police said, even though odds are good the police just found the nearest black guy with a gun and set him up.
Well, in Birmingham, Alabama, it's not difficult to find a black person.
Right.
The city is about 75 to 80% African American, about 15% white.
When a crime happens, what's important from the police's perspective is, you know, if they can't find who actually did it, to find someone they can make look like they, you know, did
it.
Because they want people to think
Let's find a guy that can't afford a lawyer.
Yeah. They want people to think they're out there protecting them. And the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch. It. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Attention taxpayers. If you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you like to join us here. 855-450-FREE is the number. You can also join us via Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight in studio is Ian.
Danica.
And Daryl.
Don't forget to check more Daryl out on his websites. He's got a couple. One, fpp.cc. Another, fppradio.com. For those of you who like some talk radio, some podcasts, what will they find at fppradio.com?
They will find a daily 5-minute newscast at
7 days a week.
All 7 days of the week at fppradio.com. There's also the thrice weekly 30-minute podcast, Peace, Love, Liberty Radio. And one thing that I do on that show is every Wednesday I do an Ask Me Anything.
Was it Monday, Wednesday, Friday?
Show's Monday, Wednesday, Friday.
Okay.
People can send the questions at any time. I will answer those on Wednesday. It can be anything. I've answered the question, how many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Roll Tootsie Pop?
Three.
And no. No.
No.
That's how many it took Mr. Owl before he bit
one,
it. Scientists.
A two. Three.
Scientists have actually tested to find out how many licks it would take without doing any biting. And if you focus I'm on one side, it takes about 100, or it takes about 250 licks.
Oh my.
If you circle the whole way around, it can take between 500 to 1,000, depending on how big your tongue is. So I've answered that question.
Was that a government grant to figure that out, or you know?
Probably because it was various universities that studied it, and I've also answered questions of the pros and cons of the death penalty. So I will answer any question you send in.
Which we've been talking about here tonight with the man released from death row after 30 years with old evidence that was finally looked at in the right way that determined that he, in point of fact, did not murder the fast food manager. And was there more to share about that story, Daryl, or do we pretty much wrap it up?
The story from USA Today is wrapped up, but I flipped over to the AL.com story. And here's something that's interesting. 8 of the 194 inmates on death row in the state of Alabama have been on death row longer than Hinton was, meaning that 8 people have been on death row for over 30 years.
Yeah.
And in my mind, that really makes the death penalty cruel and unusual punishment. Because you've got these people who are waiting. They know that they're going to be executed at some point.
They're just waiting.
But they're waiting and waiting.
Well, in a lot of cases,
and waiting.
There are appeals that are running during some of that time, right?
Right. In some cases, there are. But in other cases, they're just waiting.
Hmm.
Remember, Timothy McVeigh waived all of his appeals and was still on death row for like 5 years.
Did they execute him? I don't even remember.
Yeah, okay. They executed him 5 years after he was convicted.
Gotcha.
After he waived all of his appeals.
Wow.
Because there's some kind of statute saying that it must be X number of time after the final appeal before you can execute the person.
Well, why is it cruel and unusual if, if they have a death penalty at the end of their waiting, but waiting 30 years on a sentence isn't, is that considered cruel and unusual to you? Like, if you're sentenced to 30 years for something and, then you get out.
Well, I don't know of any offense in my mind that would justify a 30-year sentence.
What about a murder spree?
Murder spree? And here's where I kind of waver on the death penalty.
Mm-hmm.
I'm opposed to the government-run death penalty because it uses taxpayer money to kill people, and that's obviously immoral because you're taking money by force to do things that people don't agree with.
There's that immorality of it, and then there's also the immorality that you're killing innocent people, too.
Right.
Right.
There's also that. But if you know beyond a shadow of a doubt, like you catch someone in the act...
Or they admit to it. Or they said, yeah, I did it. Right?
Beyond a shadow of a doubt. Let me finish my rant real quick. If you catch someone in the act... And someone goes vigilante justice, then that, in my mind, is completely justified. If I was on a jury, I would not convict the vigilante for doing what he did as long as he knows beyond, I would say beyond 100% that he killed the guilty person.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not opposed to murderers being killed. I'm opposed to taxpayer funding being used to kill murderers.
Okay.
So when I say it's cruel and unusual, justice is supposed to be swift, right? That's the whole...
The swift hand of justice.
The swift hand of justice. Justice is supposed to be swift. If you wait 30 years to prosecute someone for stealing a candy bar when they were 5, that would be... cruel, unusual, and completely immoral.
Sure, because that's not the same person anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
So when you're executing someone 30 years later, it's not the same person anymore.
Good point.
Plus, you're making them wait. And that's doing a lot of mental damage to these people. When they're waiting, not knowing, am I going to die today?
Right.
Am I going to die tomorrow? How much longer do I have to live waiting for someone to kill me?
That's a very good point, because I always just had to ask you, why are they keeping them here for 30 years? But you just answered it by mentally torturing them.
Yeah, and of course some of it is people are filing lawsuits. Some of the lawsuits are frivolous. Some of the lawsuits are completely justified. Like this, where the guy had his lawyer working for 16 years to try to get them to look at the bullets and see that the bullets did not match the gun. Not just didn't match his gun, but did not match the make of the gun.
Mm. Other stories from this one from NewsOK.com. Danica, you brought this one in a bustling kitchen at the edge of the Plaza District in Oklahoma City. Four men in aprons prepare an 18-course meal. They delicately slice quail eggs.
Hold on, 18 courses?
That's a lot of courses. And fresh baked pan bread. And lay eggplant and raw fish together in a small bowl, placing small bits of juniper on top with delicate precision. Two rooms away on a handmade wooden and metal table, one of them lays smooth wooden chopsticks on small pieces of reclaimed granite. While the group operates in a seemingly professional environment and their patrons sit among visually comforting surroundings, sitting underneath rustic branches that act as curtain rods and framed shots of stunning aerial photographs, this is not a restaurant in the traditional sense. It is a dinner club called Nani, and it operates out of the bottom floor of the very home of some of its staff. In February, the state health department issued Nani a cease and desist order, stating that its owners were operating without a license as a food establishment. The case is ongoing, pending an appeal hearing. Colin Stringer and Andon Whitehorn, Nani's owners and two of its three chefs, argue they are not a restaurant at all, rather a private dinner club, and have been operating as such since last summer. Stringer says, "It's not like going out to dinner. It's an event. It's a very curated experience, and it's a very personal endeavor," he said. Nani does not take orders, nor does it advertise or accept walk-in customers. The meals are chosen by the chefs preparing them, and guests who make reservations are expected to try new foods, some locally foraged, and learn about both what foods they're eating and the process by which they are made. So this is like a foodie club, right? This is the place for the fancy people that like the fancy food.
Right, it's an entertainment venue that they're providing. You know, they're the ones picking out the food. They're saying, here, we're going to serve you this eggplant with this slice of tuna on top. And the eggplant came from this farm 3 miles away, and the tuna was locally harvested in this bay just a few miles down the road. These people are getting an educated experience while they're eating. Food for thought, if you will.
The state health department has attempted to inspect Nani's facilities twice. Both times they were denied by its proprietors. Good move on their part, by the way.
Absolutely.
Not to let those bureaucrats in. The agency argues Nani is a restaurant and should be licensed as such. However, Stringer and Whitehorn, who are licensed as food managers with the state health department, say they are operating as private chefs, a stipulation made in the emails that they send confirming reservations, and are inviting people to their home to try something new that they chose to make. Essentially, they say, we're throwing a little party every night. I want to talk more about this here in a moment. These are people who are doing things differently than the status quo, and the government doesn't know how to handle that, so they do what they always do, which is lash out with violence and the threats of it. 855-450-FREE, if you've ever been to one of these dinner clubs, it's Free Talk Live.
Well, I did it. I finally left the empire behind. And now that I'm safely settled in Chile, I'm gathering with others like me to build a new community called Fort Galt. Fort Galt is designed to be the ideal home base for professionals and their families to live and work in peace. If you're ready to ditch the super state and bring your business to freer lands, visit us online at fortgalt.com. That's fortgalt.com.
For over 20 years, you've trusted Lumber Liquidators to make high-quality, beautiful flooring affordable for everyone. Delivering this value means you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered prices even more. This week, get stunning Espresso Hevea 3/4-inch solid refinished hardwood for just $2.99. Or natural strand bamboo for 41% less than our competitors. And 18-month special financing. You trust our value, we value your trust. For quality hardwood, see the flooring experts. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Dorey, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free if you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Maybe you think there should be a crackdown on these dinner clubs, these damn foodies with all their fancy food, eating, drinking, and whatever.
Fish on eggplant. How dare
talking,
they?
Enjoying each other's company. Learning about the foods, because I guess that's a big aspect of these foodie clubs is, you know, learning where the food came from and, you know, which farm and what do you put on this, what's the right thing to mix with it, etc. So the dinner clubs here are passing themselves off as an educational, social experience that is not a restaurant because they're not accepting the public. You can't just walk in. And if you do get an invite to this dinner club, and the example they're giving is out of Oklahoma, the Oklahoma City area, but these things are happening in other places. We've talked about them in the past on Free Talk Live. It's actually been probably a couple few years since this issue has come up for discussion on the show. But, you know, the old guard does not like this. This is essentially the Uber, if you will, to some ways. It's a disruptive technology, a disruptive development in the realm of feeding people. And that actually they even reference Uber here in the interview from NewsOK.com. One of the people who's running this dinner club in Oklahoma City says, quote, "It's a gray area, the same way a lot of other popular models are gray areas right now. You have things like Uber, Airbnb. People question their legality, but what they're doing is cutting out the middleman. They're cutting out the traditional taxiing service. It's empowering the workers. You're basically letting the people do business amongst themselves." And, of course, he's right about that. Now, I don't know.
Hold on. I didn't realize that there were legal questions about Airbnb.
Oh, I bet there are. I mean, in a lot of places, they probably want to qualify them as hotels or something like that.
So would those same legal questions apply to couchsurfing.org?
Probably.
Probably. I've got a couple of friends that use Airbnb, and they absolutely love it. I've not had the chance to use Airbnb, but I do plan on using it very soon.
This is a way to find a place to crash, but also more of a nicer place, right? It's not like a couchsurfing thing. It's more of like
it's
people that run bed and breakfast out of their homes.
Well, not necessarily bed and breakfast, because...
That's what B&B stands for, bed and breakfast.
I realize that, but it's not all
so
places
breakfast
that
is
are
not included?
It's not always included.
Okay.
So bed and or breakfast.
Well, if you would allow me to actually finish, then I could explain. So people can rent out their entire apartment or houses or private room, mm-hmm. and it can be a really neat way to see the area or the city or wherever you're in from a local's perspective. If you think about it, I have friends that recently took a trip to Ireland and they're staying in a little cottage. They've got the entire place themselves. They get to see the countryside.
Instead of at the Marriott.
Instead of the Marriott,
14 stories
yeah.
up
and
or something.
And sometimes the host will do things just out of being nice people. Like sometimes they'll have a nice breakfast free of charge. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they'll bring an umbrella for the travelers if it's going to be raining out. Sometimes they'll even go out of their way to pick you up from the airport or give you a personalized tour. It's really intricate. It's really intimate. It's a really cool way. And
very intimate, you were saying. Yeah,
yeah and very intricate on how they can see just the viewpoints of these different people in these areas. And what's also really cool is that, like I said, they can sometimes offer tour guides with that.
Mm-hmm.
And they can help show them around. And it is also usually cheaper than spending $100, $200 at a hotel. And obviously, the bigger the place
better
is,
service and cheaper.
Better service. Yeah. You know, depending on where you're at and how much you're renting out, it couldn't be higher or lower. But it's a really cool idea to see it from the different locals' perspectives.
For now, Stringer and Whitehorn say until a legal outcome is reached, NANI, which is their dinner club, will continue to take reservations. Tony Seller, spokesman for the State Health Department, admits there are no laws in Oklahoma regulating private chefs, but he said what NANI is doing simply is not legal. Quote, "There must be a complete separation between the food service activities and the residential activities. You could live in the back of whatever it is, but there has to be a clear separation where there's not people coming in and out, sitting on the couch, watching TV or whatever." Does this strike you as ridiculous as it does to me?
So...
they want their hand in it. That's just all that is.
There's no regulations in Oklahoma against private chefs.
Right.
But you can't have someone sitting on your couch watching television while
or
they're
whatever.
Eating. So basically, it's illegal to invite your neighbors over for a barbecue to watch the football game.
If they're paying for it, it's illegal.
Okay,
so
I'm bringing the beer, you're cooking the burgers, I'm compensating you for the burgers with beer,
don't
so therefore
ideas.
Illegal?
You know what, it depends on how you interpret it. There may be some bureaucrat who would say, yes, that would be illegal. Let me go on
here.
Better
not say that too loud, Daryl, you might get in trouble.
If they continue operating past the 15-day period allowed for an appeal after the cease and desist order was filed, Stringer and Whitehorn face a $250 per day fine. Whitehorn says it's nothing but the money at this point. They've realized they don't have regulations for this. Bottom line is I just think they're trying to fill their fee schedule, and that's exactly what this is. Unquote. The two say they want to be in compliance with the law, but after repeated attempts to get clarification from the state health department on either how they differ from private chefs or what options exist for them to continue operating, they've been met with a wall of silence. Gee, do you think that's because the state's actually not interested in bringing them into compliance or, you know, having some sort of set of rules for them because what they're doing is just too different, it's too radical, it's too much of a threat to the status quo, and so they'll just, you know, rather than tell them how to obey, they'll just not tell them anything.
This reminds me of the lemonade liberation thing that happened several years ago down in Washington, D.C., to where Meg McLean and a couple other people wound up getting arrested for vending on Capitol Hill grounds without a permit. However, park police will not give anyone a permit to vend on Capitol Hill grounds.
Mm-hmm.
So they got arrested for not having a permit that doesn't exist. Ultimately, their charges
were
dropped after they decided to fight it instead of just paying the fine. But it's still one of those things of they'll make it up,
and
if you don't fight it, they'll get away with it.
The state health department declined to comment on the specifics of Nani's case, citing pending litigation.
Of course they...
Attorney representing Nani, Rebecca J. King, says they've never been given any guidance as to how to comply with the law. Nani's business model, says the story here at NewsOK.com, does not fall under the legal requirements for operating a restaurant, said their attorney, and the case is unprecedented in Oklahoma. As new and unique businesses grow, along with the state's changing culture and businesses, new problems will need to be addressed. She says, quote, Oklahoma is going through some growing pains, and it's exciting to see these new things, but there's some old administrative code that doesn't really match with business models today. And it's not their intention to have the code match with business models of today.
Disorderly conduct and resisting arrest.
Are you saying they should charge them with that?
That's probably, you know, just show up to the restaurant that's not a restaurant and, oh, well, you're not letting us in? Well, okay, now you're under arrest. Disorderly conduct, resisting arrest. Throw them in jail. And then ultimately the dinner club has to shut down because they're not there to cook and fulfill reservations. That's how they can shut them down.
I think what these guys are doing is good business. I think it's an interesting model, and I think they should be appreciated rather than targeted and shut down.
Of course, but we know that the cops want to shut them down.
Right. They want to shut them down because the restaurateurs in town are the ones likely who are on the board of regulation for restaurants, and they don't want to just make it so anybody can just start serving food out of their own kitchen. That's why they say that they're
or
supposed to
all these
to be...
restaurants are paying all these crazy taxes and all these fees.
Right.
So why shouldn't these private chefs also have to pitch in for that?
That is exactly what the mindset is. It's the slave-on-slave mentality of, well, we've been abused, and so everybody else needs to be abused as well.
Oh,
you
remember,
can't feed people.
When we were at the hearing on removing the concealed carry permit, there is some lady that testified, I'm a beautician. I've got to have a permit to do that.
Right.
Why shouldn't people have... And so I got up and testified just a couple people later and was like, well, yeah, you shouldn't have to have a permit to cut people's hair.
Right, lady. Why don't you just cut some hair like a free person would cut some hair?
Or go talk to the other committees and say, hey, can you guys repeal this regulation because it's really hurting business?
But the argument
is costing me a lot of extra money.
The strongest argument the state would make, and they didn't argue it in this case, but the strongest argument would be that, well, disease, I mean, foodborne illness, I mean, you've got to protect people, and restaurants have to go through certification, and, you know, this is
just
somebody's kitchen.
You can still get food poisoning from a restaurant that has certification.
It's true, you can, but that's the argument, right? That's
right.
The best argument, is that they're certified. Well, there's no reason why these chefs can't be ServSafe certified or whatever, like these guys operating in their own home kitchen, and I doubt ServSafe really cares as to whether or not there's a couch in the other room, and a TV. I mean, these are just arbitrary rules set up by government to force people into buying and paying rent on expensive business properties where there's a tremendous level of overhead that keeps people out of business.
Don't a lot of clubs have couches?
That's
so if they don't want people sitting on couches, then shut down all the clubs.
I know, shut down all the nightclubs.
The club kitchen is separated from the couch area.
Yeah, so is my kitchen.
We're out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Check out Daryl's site, fbpradio.com.
New Hampshire is under quarantine as walking corpses devour the flesh of the living. Max is 11 years old and surviving alone. Slow-moving and non-thinking, the dead swarm his home. Now he must apply his Porcupine Freedom Scouts training to improvise his escape. Look for Survivor Max on Facebook, read reviews on Amazon, or read Chapter 1 at SurvivorMax.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.